This is Business Update from the BBC. The main headlines. Chuck Blazer admits taking bribe for South Africa World Cup. Dozens killed in an explosion in Ghana. And Africa leads the way for women on boards. I'm Vishala Sripathma at the BBC's Business Unit in London. Former top FIFA official Chuck Blazer has admitted that he and others on the executive committee agreed to accept bribes in connection with the choice of South Africa as 2010 World Cup hosts. On Wednesday, South Africa denied paying a $10 million bribe to secure the hosting of the 2010 event. Journalist Andrew Jennings is the author of a book called Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organised Crime Family. He says he gave the FBI the necessary documents for Mr. Blazer's initial arrest.
I gave the FBI, about 3 years ago now, on the eve of the London Olympics, I gave them the Chuck Blazer documents, all the thieving from FIFA and regional football, and then the money going offshore, away from the American IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. And the friends at the FBI Organised Crime Squad in New York have taken their time. They took about 10 minutes to arrest Blazer. He, as we say, rolled over immediately because he didn't want to go to jail. And the feds have taken the documents I gave them to basically say to him, how do you fancy 20 years upstate in Sing Sing? Okay, right, start answering the questions. And he's led them all over FIFA, and he's taken them to a lot more. They're only releasing the court transcript. What we really want is the transcript of the interrogation with the special agents. We won't get that until the court case in New York, whenever the trial comes.
An explosion at a petrol station in the Ghanaian capital of Accra is now known to have killed at least 96 people. The blast followed torrential rains which have inundated much of the city. Sami Darko reports from Accra.
Rescue mission is still underway in many parts of the capital city. At the Nkrumah Circle, where fire gutted a filling station, there is a search for more bodies. It's been a day of torment for many in Accra. Hundreds were trapped in their offices. A man who called into a local FM station said he had placed his children on top of his wardrobe as his room was flooded. I saw many walk in the rain in their night dresses as their homes have been occupied by water. Many parts of Accra are left in darkness following destruction of electricity transformers.
There are more female board members in Africa than any other emerging region, according to a new survey by the African Development Bank. The study concluded that women represented 14.4% of board members across Africa, which puts it in third place behind the US and Europe. But the study warns more needs to be done to ensure that strong economic growth includes the continent's most talented women at the top.
The report highlighted Kenya, South Africa, Botswana, Zambia and Ghana as countries with the highest percentage of women on boards. However, the African Development Bank has warned that still more needs to be done in order to close the gap between men and women. One suggestion is to fast-track women through middle and senior management in the private sector. The study is part of the bank's five-year gender strategy, which focuses on economic empowerment and knowledge management.
This is the Business Update from the BBC World Service.
Does the world need fracking? Yes, says the energy industry. It's an essential way to find new sources of oil and gas for the future. Critics, though, claim fracking presents a threat to our health and the environment. A few months back, the residents of Denton in Texas made history by voting to ban fracking. But the ban was challenged by oil and gas companies in the courts, and they won. Fracking has now resumed in Denton. Our North America correspondent, Aileen McBull, reports.
So this neighbourhood was sandwiched by two gas well pad sites.
Dr. Adam Briggle, an environmental studies lecturer and activist, shows us around Denton, a town with nearly 300 fracking injection wells.
You see this site? You can see this isn't but 200 feet, you know, across the street.
After failing to stop fracking in residential areas, campaigners turned instead to the ballot box, getting the number of signatures required to put a ban on fracking to a local vote and taking on the all-powerful Texas energy companies.
The odds were stacked against us. They threw everything at us, and actually the harder they worked to sort of turn it into a knockdown, drag-out political fight, it worked against them because people realized this is Denton. We're just trying to look out for each other here.
In November, Denton voted overwhelmingly to ban fracking, and the drilling stopped immediately.
I was astounded that we did it. To me, it was a vindication of democracy. It was an indication that grassroots democracy still can live in our country.
The opponents of the oil and gas industry were providing information that water quality is damaged, air quality is damaged, and gave some misinformation about what was occurring.
Todd Staples is president of the Texas Oil and Gas Association. He's been fighting not only to overturn the ban in Denton, but ensure such a ban never happens again anywhere in Texas. And he's won. The state has now banned bans on fracking.
Our operators are very willing to work to find solutions, work to find alternatives. But even had this legislation not occurred, the path that Denton took was a path that was unsustainable.
We're at a site on a hill just outside Denton that's laid dormant for the last few months. Fracking was about to start here just before the town voted for that ban. But just days after it's been overturned, there are vehicles, trucks rolling in, lots of other heavy machinery as well. A barricade is on this site around what we presume are wells, lots of activity, and it does seem that fracking is going to start here.
I don't like looking out my back door and seeing those big walls standing out there. But I don't think fracking should be within a quarter mile of any residential housing. I'm not against fracking totally. I just think they need to give a little bit more thought and consideration to the people that are already there.
People are trying to frame people into being crazy environmentalists, and I just think there's a lot more gray area in there. We were the victim of a company just coming in and just not giving a damn.
But Texas has a reputation for being a state that supports local control and not outside interference. Not this time, it seems, and not when it comes to the big energy companies.
Do you appreciate that things having happened the way they have done has, for many people, reinforced a feeling that the oil and gas industry was using its power through politicians to essentially do what it wanted?
The way that it works is for citizens to be engaged in the process, and we encourage that. But we want it done in a way that misinformation doesn't rule the day.
Todd Staples there from the Oil and Gas Association argued it was scaremongering about health concerns that led people in Denton to vote to ban fracking. Scaremongering by people like activist and academic Adam Briggle, who says this has now gone beyond being a debate about health and the environment.
I think the biggest point is not what the rules are, but who gets to make them. And that's what's so bad about this law, is that it strips those communities who should be most empowered of their power.
Soon after this interview, Adam Briggle was arrested for blocking an entrance to a fracking site. He's now been released, but it is hard to know what avenues those who want to stop fracking now in Denton have left available.
Aileen McBall there, reporting from Denton in Texas. Now, just a quick look at the financial markets. In July, Brent crude oil is up 10 cents at $63.9 a barrel, and the London Morning Gold Fix was $1,182 an ounce. And just a quick look at the currency markets. The euro is at $1.135 US cents, and the pound is at $1.54. Well, that's it from this edition of Business Update. Don't forget the 17:30 GMT edition of World Business Report is always available on our website. Just go type without any gaps, bbcworldservice.com/business. I'm Vishala Sripatha. Thanks very much for listening. Tune in tomorrow.